Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Snedeker this morning, you tell me if this sounds familiar to you. He was talking about the month of May being the best month. And he said, I used to say July, but I had a friend who told me May. And I said, no, but the more I think about it, that friend was right. So one of two things, either it's not you, because that's what you've been saying all along,
yes.
Or it is you, and he doesn't consider you a friend anymore, because he said, I had a friend.
Ah,
so
I think it's me, because he did say, it's gonna be me.
We should do what he does then. We should introduce him as, hey, here's a man from television, and just let him go.
Somebody we used to know, who yes. He has a picture of him with Mark Sowers and Noreen Clark and Tom Clark, and he's got a suit on. That was back when...
Oh, he posted that on Facebook yesterday.
Yes, that was back when he had to wear a suit, and you know, he didn't have that.
He looks so young.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he was so young. In my head, I just visualize, you know, sometimes you'll see things that aren't there. I saw he had braces on.
And it's so weird when you see him in a suit.
It's very strange.
It is weird.
Back then, no. To me, it wasn't weird, because I'm like, oh, he used to have to wear a suit. If I saw him in a suit now, I'd think, oh, no, something went horribly wrong somewhere.
But because he looks so young, and then he's in a suit, a lot of times it looks like you're wearing dad's suit, you know? We're going to talk to him. But yeah, my favorite month of May.
We're here.
And he likes it, too. We both have that anticipation of summer. And also the fact that usually in May, you're not going to see snow. He did mention that looking at weather history, there was a day in May with the most amount of snow ever was like 2.5 inches.
We can handle that.
Yeah, but it doesn't look likely.
Right.
Yes, it can get very hot, but it also, for the most part, it's like mid-70s
and just for
comfortable.
Just for full clarification, that's not in the forecast at all. Possibility exists that it could.
Because it also was 94 degrees. That was the hottest day in May he was talking about. So you can kind of run the gamut, but pretty cool to see a nice, I think, just beautiful month when all the green is coming up and the flowers are coming out. I know some of you have to do the yard. I feel for you if you have to do the lawn mowing.
I have to out my wife. I've had some people
say... I know she does the lawn, right?
No. That would be outing me for being a bad husband.
I thought she did do it.
People are out. Like, you were talking about, like, you know, cultivating your garden and making sure the plants look right. A couple years back, my wife was just like, I just don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And I forgot about that. So she goes, and we're like, first time cutting the lawn of the season. And she goes over to this little planter area we have. And I just see her pull out, like, she's ripping carrots out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And she shakes them off and puts them back in. I forgot. She got plastic plants for the front yard. And she just put them back in. And she was all done. I'm like, I didn't even
plastic
know.
Plastic carrots?
No. I said, you ever see someone pluck carrots out of the ground? It was like that, but they were like plants. They were like flowers. She got fake flowers. Completely forgot. Fooled me, and
funny.
I live there. Well, but that's how she cultivated her garden. She pulled them out, shook them off, and put them back in. Because she had to get rid of some of like the cobwebs or whatever grows on them.
Look new and fresh.
Yeah, look good. I did it. Again, I live there.
Yeah. This week, I'll be doing that. I got some plants in. No. Okay. I got some bulbs. So they've arrived. Yeah. I ordered them back in February. They don't send them till you get to past the frost in your area. So they're waiting to plant. Yeah. We got a bunch of things we'll talk about. There are violent clashes reported to be going on the UCLA campus. And I guess these are rival protest groups. If you were watching last night, police in New York went in to the Columbia University building where there were a bunch of people, I guess, you pretty much holed up in there.
Hunkered down.
And they cleared that out. They cleared that place out.
Pretty quickly. It was like 2 hours.
Right. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, there were some reports and, you know, then you had rivaling news networks either playing up or down certain things. There were talks that there were anarchists in the group. The concerns were that some of the people in the group were anarchists who really have no one cause. They can be pro-Palestinian one day and pro-Israeli another day. They just want violent confrontations with police. Yeah. So there were concerns, and this was according to the police in their release and also the school. There were concerns for the safety of the other students in the encampment there, that these people might be trying to stir up trouble. And you know, again, then you had others who were saying, look, that's what some people are saying. Is that true? We'll find out, because they made dozens of arrests. They took out a number of people, and they were, I guess, dozens are reported to have been filed into the police buses by authorities. Columbia students, and that's the other question. We'll find out how many of them are actually students who took over that Hamilton Hall, now facing expulsion. And that was a memo that was sent out by the school.
We've talked about this all the time. And I heard some guy, I don't know what it was on this morning, he just sat there like, look, this is one of the beautiful things about America. You're allowed to go out and say what you want to say. But if you cross that line, there's consequences. Yeah. That's how it always is.
And what's wild, and what's wild is for them, in not all of them, but some of them that were supposedly demanding that they wanted not to have any repercussions, right? They were, we want amnesty. Like, that's not how this works.
We went too far and we want to take it back. Too late.
I mean, you don't, I don't remember that from the protests of old, right? Now, I was very young, so I saw a lot of the coverage later on television. I don't remember where they said, yeah, we're not moving and we want amnesty. No, like they would really, the arrest, whatever repercussions, were pretty much a badge of honor for people that, you know, stood up for what they believed in. So, not going to get amnesty according to the school, but it will be interesting to see what is happening, because there have been concerns that there are people who are just infiltrating groups, right? And again, stirring, we wait pot to see if this is true, and stirring the pot. Yeah. You know, what's going on at UCLA makes you wonder as well, because you're hearing reports, oh, it was pro-Palestinian protesters, and all of a sudden pro-Israeli group lit fireworks into the group, the other group of protesters. And I feel like I need to get all the information, because I don't know if one side or the other is, you know, trying to win the information propaganda battle before we get to actually what happened. We've got a lot of that going on this morning, and we'll keep you up to date as to what is happening there. I'm talking about UCLA now, because from what we understand, Columbia is cleared out. And there was a lot of damage done, I guess, inside that building.
Well, sure,
And they show video inside where the police are all in formation and they're pulling out, you know, desks and chairs and other things that were used to block entryways.
I think these stories, too, a couple things to think about. I go back to the Portland protests that people will still to this day go, and no one even got arrested. There was over 1,000 arrests.
Yeah, there were.
That situation, I remember reaching out, because people were just like, they're destroying that whole area. And I reached out to a couple people I knew in Portland, and they were like, look, that's like a, it's like a 10, it was like 15 blocks or something. And they said, it sucks, but people walk around it at night. It was a contained thing. So that was one type of protest. You have this situation where they're in a building. It's like, this, no, they can't do that.
In the midst and disrupting.
Yeah, disrupting. You don't know if it's going to escalate or not. So every one of these situations, like a hostage negotiation, is going to be different.
It is.
And I'm far from an expert on that, but you can't just go, police see people protesting and we disagree, take them out. You can't do that. Mm-mm. So everything is going to be handled a little bit differently. But there's a lot of like, oh, they didn't do this there. Well, what was the situation there? This situation seemed like it was escalating and getting worse. And there's a lot of things on the line here. What could happen next? Stop it. They stopped it in Columbia. And now Columbia University.
Right.
And so, yeah, not everything is equal. People want to make everyone one size fits all, and it's never that way.
My husband had on Fox News this morning as I was leaving, and you know there was a guy doing commentary while they're showing UCLA, and this is an embarrassment to the United States that the police have not arrived, and and I'm thinking on January 6th, was there this same, like the rhetoric was like through the roof about that. And again, it's you can't compare apples and oranges, but it's just a lot of this is being driven by agenda-based news outlets. And I'd say the same thing when I was watching the coverage last night. You had Fox News playing up the anarchist angle, right? Anarchists are among the group. And it may very well be true. We have to see. On MSNBC, when I flipped over there, someone mentioned the anarchists among the group. And they're like, well, that's what some are saying. We don't know that yet. Why don't we wait to see? Blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like both sides are amping up what they want. And I'm like in the middle of this thing, digging around going, I just want to know what's happening.
Give me the details, Ryan.
Why they're doing what they're doing, which they said that's a reason that they were concerned. Okay. So I'm not saying it's true. It's not true. If it is true, obviously you have to be concerned. Usually you go for safety. So they may have information that leads them to believe that. The other thing I just want to say is if you are protesting, why it's not COVID anymore? Why are you covering your face?
It's cold, or they're scared of being seen. One of the two.
Be loud, be proud. If you're protesting, I don't understand this. I'm trying to evade anybody knowing who I am. Look, you're in an encampment, and you're going to end up being. I didn't see any situation where they're going to go, all right, everybody, okay, like leave now. Okay, bye. Unless you are trying to cover because maybe you have a background that they may know about or you may be wanted. And again, I don't know this, but I would think most people when you go to protest, other than when we had COVID, you know, you usually just say, this is who I am. This is what I believe. You're not afraid to show who you are.
I kind of want to go back. I mean, I think you're right. But since COVID happened, it feels like everyone's always worn masks during these things. And it just seems like that's the new norm, even though you don't need them for that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. But I'm just saying that's how my memory is kind of replaying it. I could be wrong. You're probably right. But that's it. It is a good point. Be proud. If you're going to go out there and own it, own it.
Right.
So,
I mean, because if that's what you believe, you believe. I mean, you didn't see that. And I know COVID is different, but we're not in the midst of a, COVID outbreak. So it's just in the past, unless you were going to be. And again, I'm not saying this, but if you're like one of those running through vandalizing places or robbing places during a national emergency or a hurricane or whatever it is, you're covering your face so you don't get caught. I don't understand the whole don't recognize who I am.
It's a uniform of the loud and wildly over-opinionated.
God.
Cover your face.
So there's a number of protests taking place. I guess there are protesters now clashing with police at the University of Arizona. Columbia University protesters were taken into custody because police entered the campus last night. And at UCLA, it looks like there are two different groups that have clashed, and police are supposed to be cracking down there because this thing, with the internet today and social media, it's almost like all of this stuff becomes coordinated, doesn't it? And you see what's happening at Columbia, and it probably riles up other people. I'd love to get to the bottom of what the reality is, and I hope we'll get more information about Columbia University. They talked about possibly some anarchists being among those who were holed up in that building, and I'd love to know about the people that were there, how many of them were actually students? I think these are important things for us to find out because you're hearing all this other stuff chatter ahead of time. And then people are, using it as fact. And again, I don't know what the real story is. I'm very interested to find out. I'd like to know about the people at, because I do believe there are some people who are out there just to agitate the public. And it has really nothing to do with a firm belief. Now, I think that the majority of people believe in whatever it is that they're there for. But I think you have others that can make it dangerous. And that was the concern at Columbia. They're claiming that there were some people there who are believed to be anarchists who really are only there to create chaos and have confrontations with law enforcement.
I mean, the one thing about the Columbia University deal was they were kind of contained in their building. They went in there. And I saw there was a story. I forget. It might have been Fox News. They were out and talking to someone. All of a sudden, there's a fist fight broke out between a protester who was out there supporting the students. And then it, you know, police rushed right in and stopped it. But it's that like powder keg situation. What will it take to for it to spread outside of these universities? That's a little frightening. But at the same time, I also feel like I think it's a very, very, very small minority of people who believe in what they're protesting and side with them.
And they're all together on campuses. And that, too, is going to end soon with the end of the semester within the next few weeks. But they are saying, and I'm looking at a New York Times report, police officers entered University of California, Los Angeles, poised to make arrests this morning after a tense 24 hours in which officers across the country clashed with pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had erected encampments and seized academic buildings. After UCLA declared a pro-Palestinian encampment illegal for the first time last night, the clashes broke out and administrators then called in police for help. Again, the New York Times says LAPD said it was responding because of multiple acts of violence within the large encampment. We do know last night, if you were watching it, it was all over the 24-hour news channels. Police officers in riot gear made dozens of arrests and cleared a building the demonstrators had occupied for nearly a day to protest Israel's war in Gaza. By 2 a.m. this morning, officers were removing banners from the building's facade. A nearby protest encampment had also been cleared, leaving behind square indents on the grass, but we do know of other protest encampments around the country which are still standing. As we were just talking, I guess in Arizona, there's a situation there as well. On Tuesday, officials at Portland State University in Oregon urged protesters to leave a library they had occupied on campus. And the police there also moved into an encampment at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Protesters did return later in the day to that place after 30 people were arrested. So this is unfolding throughout the day today. We are going to see this. We'll let you know what's happening. Did you, on a whole other note, Philadelphia 76ers pulled it on in overtime. They pulled it out and won last night. It was shocking, that ending, because it looked like it was all but done. And New York Knicks fans were just, it was like crickets because they were at home. People were thinking, this is the first time since 1999 the Knicks might secure, you know, this game and do it in front of a home crowd. And it was like, wah, wah, wah. I know I kind of shifted gears.
Yeah.
That are was, you okay? Did I stop short?
That was
the most awkward
epic,
segue.
And I liked it. No, I liked it. It was heart-stopping, though.
The game was crazy. I was watching the news, and I said to my husband, because he was in and out of, you know, falling asleep. It was like 5 minutes left, and I'm like, oh, 76ers, they're losing this game. I'm going over to the news. Went over to the news, and I start coming back, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? It was wild. It went into overtime.
Yeah, with that
Sixers
attitude,
went.
Though. They're never going to win. Don't be a negative you. Don't do
That's
that.
That's me. I feel it's my fault.
No.
Happy. I stopped watching for a while and they started to come back.
3-1 makes a team overconfident. 3-2 makes them go, it was a slip
up.
We still got this. 3-3 makes them go, we can't blow this.
They're going back to Philadelphia for the next game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So obviously we've been talking about, first of all, last night, police going into Columbia University, that hall there, and arresting dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters. Interested to see how many of them are actually students and if any of them are so-called anarchists, which has been a report. There were concerns that some anarchists may be among the crowd taking advantage of the situation. And there were concerns that other students might be hurt if these so-called anarchists wanted to have some kind of confrontation with police that could become violent. So we'll wait to get information on that. Meanwhile, we have a bunch of other campuses with issues as well. I'm going to get closer to home here. Let's just talk about this race in the 117th district. This is a House race. It's between two Republicans. There's no Democrat challenger. There may be a write-in. Who knows? But this is the closest race. I was listening this weekend on our station to one of our statewide public affairs shows, and they were talking about how every vote counts and how it's so important for people to get out. And they actually quoted this race. Because of the fact that at that time, I think it was 15 votes. Then it was down to 8 votes. Now, right now, challenger Jamie Walsh in the 117th over the incumbent Mike Cabell by just 4 votes. Four votes. And what's going to happen now? We understand that on Friday, there will be a hearing, and it has to do with 13 ballots that are being challenged. These are provisional ballots that were cast in the April 23rd Republican primary. So they could determine who the nominee is. Now, 3 more votes were added to the unofficial tally yesterday when they did this adjudication. 2 were for Cabell, 1 for Walsh. That's why it went from 5 votes to 4. The election board accepted the 13 disputed provisional ballots Monday. And what'll happen is, first of all, the Walsh campaign has challenged 12 of the ballots. Cabell campaign is challenging 1. So basically, let's be honest here. When someone's up in the numbers and there's only so many left, you kind of go, stop. I wish we could just end this. But the truth is, you've got to make sure that every person who had a vote that was done legitimately should be counted. And I guess they're going to hear about what happened there.
On the phone, we have a woman who probably disagrees. Remember Catherine Harris?
Oh, God.
Remember that back in the day?
God,
I mean, that was the thing. It's like you want to count until you have what you want. I think
right,
this is
a little bit stop.
This is a little bit nicer because it's the same party. Can you imagine if this was?
It's still not nice because all for the pretty much the game here. The hearing, according to the Citizen's Voice, they say Penn Place, third floor. And they say the board will listen to testimony from impacted voters in both campaigns.
Yep.
And then the board members decide whether to stand by their decision to accept the 13 provisional ballots that were challenged. These are ballots that they say should be opened, but they've been challenged for one reason or another. 12 of the 13 by the candidate in the lead. And won by the Cabell campaign. So we'll find out, I guess, on Friday.
But wouldn't it be, was it 4 votes separate them? There's 13 left. I really wish there was somebody we could be like, all right, you are the arbiter of secrets. look at these and tell if, does it even matter? Does anything change if we do count these?
No, you can't. That takes away from the entire integrity of the process. Should be, without even knowing what they are they allowed? Once you even know that, that doesn't matter, Jason, because you still need an official count. Whether it changes it, you need to know what the numbers are. So, no, but you don't. You don't need to know that.
If it's 4 and the 10 votes go for Walsh, who's in the lead, the results wouldn't matter if you accept them all or you accept none of them.
It matters because every person's vote should be counted.
I get it. Well,
period.
They would. I'm just saying it seems like a lot if it wouldn't make a difference.
That's silly. That's like, let's play a game.
It's not silly. I'm just saying, like, again, we're dealing with such small percentages. So if there's 4 votes, what is it, 9? If it would 9 votes went to Walsh, there's nothing that could happen on those 13 ballots that could change the current result. So if you accept them all or you accept none of them, you know, wouldn't matter.
Yeah. In the end.
Either way, they're going to do it this way.
I don't think it's going to be a case of, you know, which ones. It's going to be whether they're all allowed or not, unless there's some extenuated. They've already pretty much rooted out the ones that they felt shouldn't be counted. But these are challenges, so they have to hear. And I guess the people whose votes are being challenged have a right to show up as well. But this is why people say a provisional ballot, yes, that's your last best thing to do that day. But if you can work something out and find out and actually just cast the regular ballot, if there's a question about where you need to be, right?
Sure, yeah.
Some people,
and no one goes in saying, I'm here to do a provisional ballot. It's usually like, we can't do this. If you still want your vote to maybe count, do this. That's the provisional ballot.
Right.
So here we are.
There are clashes right now between rival protest groups on the campus at UCLA. Reports are that there is fighting. There have been objects thrown. The chancellor is reported to have called in the police department. The chancellor is asking the LAPD to come to the campus, I guess, to bring some kind of order. I'm looking at the LA Times, and they're talking about how just before midnight, a large group of counter demonstrators wearing black outfits and white masks. Again, why do you guys keep covering your faces up? Anyway, and gals. Anyway, so before midnight, these counter demonstrators supposedly arrived on campus, tried to tear down the barricades surrounding the encampment. Again, this is from the LA Times. Campers, some holding lumber and wearing goggles and helmets, rallied to defend the encampment's perimeter. Videos then show fireworks being set off and at least one being thrown into the camp. Over the next few hours, counter demonstrators threw objects, including wood and a metal barrier, at the camp and those inside, and fights repeatedly have been breaking out. They say this is the worst violence on campus since counter protesters who support Israel set up a dueling area near where the Gaza war protesters were camping. Some tried to force their way into the camp. And the pro-Palestinian side is alleged to have used pepper spray to defend themselves. There were a group of security guards observed in the clashes, but did not move in to stop them. Again, this was, you know, security guards. Now they've got LAPD, I guess, coming in to the situation. We shall wait to see, you know, what's going to happen there. But the LAPD now called in to UCLA's campus, where all this violence is happening. Got to get it under control.
Yeah. To your question, though, you know, why are they wearing masks? Another reason, you know, I think where people used to be proud of protesting these issues, I think people are too afraid because there's cameras everywhere. It's fine to go, look at these protesters. But no one wants to be like, hey, it's Larry, the protester. I know you. You're my neighbor. No one wants to be outed that easily because the internet will find them probably with the masks.
Arrest them. Let's find out. Are they students? Are they agitators? Are they anarchists? Can they be all three? Who knows?
I feel like, I don't know, this idea that there's this professional anarchist out there, this is their main goal in life. It's just too Gotham City Joker kind of. It's just crazy. Like, you're just an ass. I hate that word for you, but I don't know. This is just thinking out loud, the fact that these people are like, oh, it's our time. Let's step up. Let's destroy the world.
Well, as soon as you become violent, as soon as people are hurt or things are destroyed, you know, damage and property damage, whatever it may be, you have crossed the line and you've lost
absolutely
the argument.
Absolutely.
So
100%.
We need to find out what's, you know, who's involved there. So if they can get in, get control, make arrests, and get that information out.
What do you think? Because I'm not even, I think I'd say it's starting to, this is starting to wind down, or are we just ramping up? Is this the beginning? Where do you think this is going to go over the next week?
I think school's going to be out soon and it will wind down. Will it pick back up, though, in the fall? That's the other question, depending on what that situation is, because I could certainly see it ramping back up. I don't know. And that's why I think it's even, for people to speculate as to what they think is going on. Now, the police have a right to act on information that they have, and they have said that they have heard that on the Columbia campus, in that when they were holed up inside that building, that there were anarchists among the group. These were people who really didn't have any particular cause. They just wanted to stir up problems and cause a violent encounter with police, and they were worried about the student's safety. It'd be interesting to see if that pans out. I'd like to know if that's the case, because yeah. I do believe that there are people who are in some cases paid and they're agitators and who will go into these situations just so for either political or other agendas to make things worse than they are. And that's why I think they need to go in. They need to get it under control and make the arrests find out the information.
As far as what happens next, I don't think the end of the semester, end of the school year will matter, because look what they're doing. I don't think they'll be like, I'd love to continue, but I'm going to go home for the summer. I just don't imagine that being
easier. A public place and protest.
I just think some of these people, they've dug their heels in so much. If they want to continue it, they're going to continue it. I'm just wondering if it's going to fizzle now that now it's getting real.
It depends on what the situation is over there, I believe.
Sure.
Quickly, we're going to go to Doug in Hazleton. Doug, you're on WILK. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you there? I just have two quick points to make about this situation here. Number one point is that there couldn't have been any paid agitators. That is an absolute non-possibility, because we learned during the January 6th protest that doesn't happen, not in this country. Point number two, let me get, because I know we're short on time.
I just said
here.
To let you get to the point.
What would we do? How long would it take for the Department of Justice and the FBI to clear out these campuses if these people were wearing red Make America Great Again hats? Right. How long would it take?
Doug,
15 minutes? 20
Doug,
minutes? Are we gonna, would,
Doug,
we let
probably
them,
about 2 hours.
Would we let them,
Doug,
would we let them
Doug, do you
hang
answer?
Around for
Doug,
a week
Doug,
and destroy
do you
things?
Doug,
yes,
do you
I'd love an answer. Go
no,
ahead.
Would
I'm
you like
here.
To answer a question? How long did it take to get things under control on January 6th?
It 3 hours, 3.5 hours,
yeah.
Ma'am.
So that was bad, wasn't it?
Well, it's a lot less. It's a lot worse. Not nearly as bad as 10 days.
Oh, I don't think that you can say that what happened was the same violence. Once the violence started is when the police started going into these places.
Ma'am, did you happen to watch the full video coverage of that, ma'am?
Doug,
that Tucker Carlson released and was promptly fired from Fox News?
Doug.
He was fired the next day from Fox News for releasing the actual footage?
No, do you know why he was fired?
Yes, I do.
Ma'am,
because Paul
explain.
Ryan.
No,
Paul
he wasn't.
Paul Ryan sits on the board of Fox News, and Mitch McConnell called and told him, "You get rid of that boy. He's making us look like the jackbutts that we are."
Hey, okay. Doug, what are you doing today? Because I got to be honest, I'm going to go home. This is a much better show than what I bring to the table. I like listening to you two. This is good.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Look at a little bit of truth sometimes.
Doug,
a little bit of truth
Doug,
sometimes
we all try,
can be
right?
entertaining. Get
all right.
it?
Here's the one thing you need to learn is we're having a conversation, so let's talk with each other. All
well,
right,
I'm
so,
sorry,
Doug,
ma'am. I'm an African-American man, and I get a little passionate about my when I get
Doug,
speaking here.
Doug,
you know
first
what I'm
of
playing.
All, it sounds like, okay, I'm not going to go there. Doug, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you for calling. However, once
welcome.
We had these folks, these fine folks who got in trouble on January 6th, have any of the ones who've been arrested been proven to be paid agitators?
Well, there was 40 to 50 FBI undercover agents in the crowd.
Okay.
They've proven that.
All right,
Tucker
Doug,
Carlson,
thanks for the call.
Ma'am,
by the
Tucker
way,
Carlson.
Tucker Carlson got fired because of the fact that he got in trouble for the Dominion voting and the constant lies and the fact that he put them in a situation where they had to pay up, what was it, $700 and some million? Because he lied to you to get you all agitated about an election that was fair, but he had to go make it sound like it wasn't because of his agenda. That's why he got fired. It had nothing to do with his cherry-picked video.
Ma'am, you're going to believe what you want to believe, ma'am.
God.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.